I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If a person makes a mistake or they fail, doesn't mean that that person's a failure. It just means that they failed in that particular situation. If you messed up in life, at any point in life, that doesn't mean that you are a fuck up or you're a bum or you're just going to lose all the time in life. That's all it means is that you messed up.
Stay all day.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Best show in all of podcasting is now on. Turn off all other sounds. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to occur. And on top of all that, there is more. You get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is that you make mistakes. Yes, it's possible that you'll make mistakes. Human beings are imperfect, but your mistakes do not make you. What we're talking about here today is a follow-up to one of the points that I made in yesterday's episode where we talked about the success personality and not beating yourself up. That one of those last S's was self-confidence. Not beating yourself up over past mistakes, over past failures, not making yourself feel bad, causing yourself to feel bad over the fact that you're not quite where you want to be yet, or you're comparing yourself to someone else. And you could see that as a mistake, even though you didn't actually do anything. The fact that you haven't achieved what you want to achieve, you can look at that in life as a mistake because you beat yourself up about it, right? You see someone else who's achieved it and you start beating yourself up because you aren't quite where they are yet, or you haven't achieved what they've achieved, or at least what you think they have achieved, right? We beat ourselves up over stuff that we feel like we have done wrong or things that we have yet to achieve. These mistakes, whether you want to call them mistakes of omission, mistakes of commission, the fact that we just haven't gotten a certain place yet, some weakness, some shortcoming of ourselves, these things do not make us, okay? Maybe you committed an error, but the error does not make you. Maybe you made a mistake, the mistake does not make you. Maybe you have come up short of your goal to this point in your life, or this point in your career, or this point in the school year, or this point in your business. That doesn't mean that you as a person are a shortcoming. It just means that's what the situation is that you're dealing with. That's what we're talking about today. Point number one, you got to separate your actions from your person. Separate the action from the person. That is with other people and is also with yourself. If a person tells a lie, that doesn't mean they're a liar. It means that they told a lie, right? If a person makes a mistake or they fail, doesn't mean that that person's a failure. It just means that they failed in that particular situation. If you messed up in life, at any point in life, that doesn't mean that you are a fuck up or you're a bum or you're just going to lose all the time in life. That's all it means is that you messed up. All right, see things as they are, but do not make things worse than they are. This is the challenge that we have. You know, it's a funny thing with us human beings, because we are much more sensitive to negativity than we are positivity. When something does not go right, we see it as it is, and then we make it worse, right? We see that we messed up, and then we start extrapolating from this one mistake, from this one failure, this one shortcoming, Damn, I must come up short in that too. I'm going to fail in this thing over here. This is not going to work either. All these other reasons why we're going to come up short in life just because we had this one thing that did not go right. No matter how big or small it is, we always tend to pile on to that one shortcoming with a whole bunch of other shortcomings, right? Have you ever had this experience? Am I talking to somebody right now? But then this is what happens. When we succeed, we never make this mistake. What if we could reverse that? What if you could reverse the fact that every time you mess up, you make it seem worse, and every time you succeed, you make it seem worse? We make everything seem worse than it actually is. If we fail, we make it seem even worse failure. And if we succeed, we downplay our successes if it's not that great. Well, somebody else did that too. It's not that big of a thing. Somebody else did 10 times as much as that. We self-deprecate our successes and we extrapolate. We exaggerate our failures in life. How about we fix that? Hopefully, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you should be starting to turn that around. Now, you should be in the process of conditioning yourself to turn that whole process around. You want to speed it up, then you know what book you can get, right? Do I need to say it again? Yes, I do. It's called The Mental Workbook. I'm going to keep saying it until everybody in the world owns a mental workbook. Separate the actions from the person, people, at least when it comes to the mistakes, when it comes to the failures. When it comes to your successes, you can make that part of you. Like, yes, that's me. And you may be thinking right now, if those of you who are very analytical and consciously thinking about what I'm saying, well, Dre, that's kind of contradictory, right? I mean, if I succeed, I'm supposed to make that me. But when I fail, I'm supposed to act like that's not me. I'm just going to act like that's just the action, but I'm not going to hold them equally. I'm not going to give them equal weight. I'm not going to hold both my successes and my failures both equally accountable. Is that what you're saying, Dre? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is 100% contradiction. And I'm telling you that you're going to need some contradiction. You're going to need some unreasonableness. You're going to need some illogical thinking in your life if you really want to succeed. There's some ways that you're going to have to be completely illogical. There are times where you're going to come up short and you're going to have to just act like it never even happened and move on to the next thing. That's completely illogical. It's completely unreasonable. That's exactly what you need to do. There are times in life where you're going to succeed, and it may be a very small success relative to where you want to go, and you are going to, at least in your mind, blow it out of all proportion, blow it completely out of proportion, and completely attach it to yourself. Tether that success to yourself and make it part of who you are as a person. And that is completely illogical. It's completely unreasonable. It's completely contradictory to what I just said. And that's exactly what you need to do. All right, if you want to get to where you really want to get to in life, those of you who have big goals, big dreams, and you're very ambitious, understand you're not going to get there by following conventional wisdom. You're not going to get there by doing what everybody else does. You're not going to get there by everything being logical and reasonable and making perfect sense. Because you know what makes perfect sense? Being average, being normal, doing what everybody else does. If that's what you want to do, I'm going to tell you right now before you waste any more of your time that you are listening to the wrong podcast. If you mess up, that does not make you a failure, doesn't make you a fuck up as a person. Look at your resume and how far you have come to this point in your life. You heard my sister Latoya Baldwin Clark say it on episode number 721. Anytime she felt like she wasn't quite there, she had that imposter syndrome that she said that kind of creeped in on her every now and then, what did she do? She looked at her resume and said, damn, I did this, I did that, I did this. She looked at all the things that she had done to reinforce to herself, oh, I am a success. I have done all these successful things. I am capable of doing this. That's exactly what you need to do. And if you don't have a resume written down on paper like she does as an academic, listen, I don't have a resume written down on paper, but I do have the mental workbook. Do you have one? Point number two. Today's topic is you do make mistakes, but your mistakes do not make you. Point number two, stop replaying the bad movies of your past. Now, I talked about replaying bad movies in a weekly motivation video. Those of you who don't know what weekly motivation is, you could call weekly motivation a precursor to the Work on Your Game podcast. I started weekly motivation back in 2010. Where every week, in addition to my basketball drill videos on YouTube, I would just make a video where I talk to the camera about some tactic or technique that I used mentally that kept me going to the gym every single day. Because players would ask me that, well, we see you in the gym every day, but you know, what keeps you going? How do you stay motivated? How do you get focused? What keeps you showing up every day when you don't even know when your next opportunity is? How'd you stay working on your game even after you got cut from the basketball team and you were devastated? That's where weekly motivation started, and was the precursor, again, to the Work on Your Game podcast, and I'm bringing that up because I talked about this, replaying bad movies. This is probably 2011. I talked about stop replaying the bad movies of your past. What is a bad movie? Bad movie is anything that has happened in your past where you failed, you came up short, you didn't feel great about yourself. Things were not great and perfect and excellent. Anything in life where things were not great, perfect, and excellent, but you keep thinking about it, you keep replaying it in your mind, you keep feeling the feelings. Like, you know, when you see a movie, the movie just grips you up, you just get caught up in the emotion of the movie. Anybody in here that I'm talking to right now? That's the same thing that happens when you replay bad movies in your life. You start to feel the emotions of that bad movie. All it's doing is taking you backwards, people. Understand that the energy that you feel every single moment is taking you forward towards where you want to be or taking you backwards away from where you want to be. Stop replaying bad movies. If you went to the movies and you saw a movie that was not good, would you pay for another ticket to go see it again? Would you give your time to watching it on Netflix? Would you buy it? I don't know if people even buy movies anymore. I think we just pay for the streaming service, right? Would you even give your time then? Because time's more valuable than money. Would you give your time to watching that same movie again if you didn't like it the first time? Probably not. So stop replaying bad movies over and over again in your life. They are over. They're done with. It was a bad movie that you watched in the first place. You would not make the mistake of watching the same bad movie twice. Why do you do it with your life? You wouldn't go to the movie theater and see it again. You wouldn't watch it on Netflix again. But then in your life, you keep replaying these bad movies as if you have an unlimited supply of choices like you do on Netflix or on Hulu or Amazon Video or wherever the hell you watch movies at these days. Stop allowing past situations, mistakes, or otherwise to define you. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic, again, is you make mistakes. Your mistakes do not make you. You got to get back on the bike. I told a story a couple of years ago on this podcast. I was sitting down out on Brickell Avenue in Miami, and I saw this kid. This kid couldn't have been more than 3 years old, maybe 4 years old. We'll say 3 years old, riding his bike. He had a helmet on. He was riding his bike with his mom. They were riding next to each other, and the kid, they stopped. They came to an intersection, and they stopped at the intersection, and the kid kind of, I guess he was surprised by the fact that he needed to stop, and he fell off his bike. He fell, the bike fell, and the kid, I mean, he's so small, he didn't fall that far, so I know he wasn't physically injured. And the mom stopped, and she sees the kid, he's fell on the ground, but the mom did not try to help the kid up. She was looking down at the kid. The kid fell down. Once he realized what had happened, I could see the wheels turning in his mind. He got a look on his face like he was just about to cry. You ever see a 2 or 3 year old kid when they're just about to cry? You can see it's coming. So he had it on his face. But before he started crying, he looked up at his mom. Now, his mom at this point had picked up, she had grabbed the handlebar of the downed bicycle, and she had lifted the handlebar so that the bike was actually upright now, but she was holding it. Somebody had to get on the bike to keep the bike upright. She's holding the bike. And I didn't hear what she said, but she didn't really say much. She just said something to the kid like, come on, get up. And the kid looked at the mom and he looked at his hand because he had fell. and he processed a little bit more the fact that he had fell and he could have become a drama king at that point and cried about it. But he looked the way that his mom was responding. His mom wasn't like, oh my God, son, you fell. Let me help you up. She didn't do any of that. She didn't react at all. She just picked up the bike and said, come on, get up, get back on the bicycle. And that's exactly what he did. He didn't cry. He didn't make a show about it. He got up and got right back on that bicycle. And then he led the way across the street and they rode right past me and kept riding. And I always remember that. Get back on the bicycle, people. When you fall, when you come up short, don't make a whole drama about it. Don't make it into a movie. Don't make it into a feature film. Don't put it on Broadway or even off Broadway. Just get your ass back on the bike and start riding again. Just like that 3-year-old kid. Now, if a 3-year-old kid can fall off his bike, get up and start riding again without crying, how are you at 25 or 19 or 37 or 43 falling off your bike and then you got to make a big show about it? Then you got to tell everybody about it. Then you can't go to sleep. Then you can't do anything positive the next day because you're still crying about the fact you fell off your bike yesterday. How silly does that sound? The quickest and easiest and most efficient way to get over something is to go do something else or go do that thing again. Like Aaliyah said in the song, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You cannot dwell on the past when you have action to take in the present. See, that's the easiest way to get rid of thinking about the past is to go do something right now. If I got a day, my energy's not feeling so good someday. I'm just not feeling it. I just don't have that spark in my mind. You know what? I can go record some episodes of my podcast. That'll make me feel good. It gives me something to do in the moment. I don't have time to think about why I don't feel good or how this didn't work out or how this wasn't going the way that I wanted it to go or how this person didn't call me back. If I'm on here giving charitably to my audience because of the esteem that I have for the people who listen to me, like we talked about in yesterday's episode, when you give yourself to do something to do, you don't have time to dwell on the past. You don't have the energy to dwell on the past because you got to focus on the present. When you're riding on that bike, you don't have to worry about the fact that you just fell. You completely forget about it. Let's recap today's topic, which is you make mistakes, but the mistakes do not make you. Point number one, separate the action from the person. Separate what happened from you as an individual. If you failed, you came up short, you just completely bombed a situation. That's okay. It happened. All right? We don't have to act like it didn't happen, but it also doesn't mean that becomes part of you. It means, okay, this happened, it's over, now it's time to move on. And think about your successes. Those are the ones that become you. The failures are things that just happen and you completely discard them. Yes, this is unreasonable. Yes, it's illogical. And yes, it's exactly what you need. Point number two, stop replaying the bad movies of your past. You would not go see a movie twice if you didn't like it the first time. If you did not like a situation you've been through in your life the first time you went through it, why would you keep replaying it in your mind over and over and over again? All you're doing is attracting that energy back to you. Stop doing that. You are hurting yourself. You are maiming yourself when you do that. Do not allow your mistakes to define you. Point number three, when you fall off your bike, just get up and get back on the bike. You ain't got to cry. Don't make a show about it. You don't have to post it about it on Instagram. You don't have to tell everybody about it. Nobody even has to know that it happened. Most of the people who were around when you fell off will completely forget that you fell off if you just quietly get up, dust yourself off, get on the bike and start riding again, because they got to pay attention to where you're going next as soon as you get up on the bike. The longer you stay there laying on the ground crying about it, the more of a story it becomes. That's the way it works, people. You can't dwell on the past when you have action to take in the present. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.